This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Kim Yo-jong, sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, said Tuesday that South Korea and the United States should pay a price for going ahead with their annual joint military drills, which began this week. She called the drills an act of self-destruction that further imperil the situation on the Korean Peninsula. Her remarks were quoted by North Korean state media. South Korea and the United States began preliminary training on Tuesday. Larger computer-simulated exercises are scheduled for next week, according to Reuters. The drills have increased tensions just weeks after North and South Korea agreed in July to reconnect a hotline that had been cut last year. The nuclear-armed North's reaction to the drills also threatens to upset efforts by South Korean President Moon Jae-in to reopen a joint liaison office and to hold a summit as part of efforts to restore relations. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis apologized Monday for government failures in responding to wildfires that have hit the country. Citing what he called an unprecedented heat wave and prolonged drought, Mitsotakis said the fires had been difficult to put out. He said more than 500 fires in total had broken out in recent days. One massive fire has been ravaging the Greek island of Evia, charring buildings and pine forests, and forcing thousands of people to evacuate. The fire has burned for more than a week and resulted in the deaths of a volunteer firefighter and an Athens official. Aided by a record heat wave, the wildfires have also struck Turkey, Italy, Spain, North Macedonia, Albania, Russia, Algeria, and Lebanon. You're listening to VOA News. Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations in the United States are at a six-month high, fueled by the rapid spread of the Delta variant across areas of the country dealing with low vaccination rates. Nationwide, COVID-19 cases have averaged 100,000 for 3 days in a row. That's up 35% over the past week, according to a Reuters tally of public health data. Three states, Louisiana, Florida, and Arkansas, reported the most new cases in the past week based on population. Hospitalizations rose 40%, and deaths, a lagging indicator, registered an 18% uptick in the past week. Data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows Florida set a new single-day record with more than 28,000 new cases on Sunday. The number of children hospitalized with COVID-19 is also rising across the country. That's a trend that health experts attribute to the Delta variant of the disease being more likely to infect children than the original Alpha strain was. A Chinese court on Tuesday rejected an appeal by a Canadian whose sentence in a drug case was increased to death while Beijing was trying to pressure Canada to release a detained executive of tech giant Huawei. Robert Schellenberg was sentenced to prison in November 2018 after a drug smuggling conviction. He was abruptly resentenced to death in January 2019 following the arrest of the chief financial officer of Huawei Technologies in Vancouver. Mingwan Zhou was detained on U.S. charges related to possible dealings with Iran. The Higher People's Court of Liaoning Province rejected Schellenberg's appeal and said court procedures were legal and the sentence was appropriate. The United States wants the Huawei executive extradited to face charges that she lied to banks in Hong Kong in connection with dealings with Iran that might violate trade sanctions. Authorities in West Africa have confirmed the region's first known case of Marburg virus after at least one person in Guinea died of the hemorrhagic fever disease. The World Health Organization said that efforts were underway to track down everyone who might have come in contact with the sick person. The Marburg case was reported in the same part of Guinea where the 2014 to 2016 Ebola epidemic started and ultimately killed at least 11,325 people. The two viruses belong to the same family. Both are spread through bodily fluids. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Morgan Africa. Welcome to the African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. So I want you to relax, because today again, I am going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Starting off from Monrovia, Liberia, with the production of Stone Lock Shine, Then Go Down. And right after that, Konkotiba by Top K featuring Kwame Adenkra of Ghana. And Boom Bam Boom, the sound of Empress P from Sierra Leone. But right now, Then Go Down, the sound produced by Stone Lock Shine from Liberia.
I'm man the nipa go get us a ground now. Me gon go diva, I'm for me and go fi, I'm for me and tunzu. Me gon go diva, I rawa me boy, yes in it transit. Me gon go diva, no ya for ya ya me wa bro boom ni. Me gon go diva, I'm for me and go fi, I'm for me and tunzu. Me gon go diva.
African beats.
Yeah.
Bam Boom, Empress P of Sierra Leone, beautiful music. And before that, Konkotiba by Top K featuring Kwame Adinkra of Ghana. And then Go Down by Stone Lockshine of Liberia. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, producing all the beautiful sounds from Africa for your satisfaction. Stay tuned and don't go away. When I come back, we'll take some of your messages and more good music from the continent.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Now let's take some messages from Facebook and emails. This one is coming from a Facebook friend, James Ariola Smasher, and he writes, "You are too much, Mr. Dave. I am enjoying your show right now. Thank you so very much." And thank you too, James. Another message here from Facebook says, "Hello, David. It's me again, David Kyok D. Kennedy from South Sudan. Thanks for your program. I am really enjoying it. It makes my noontime enjoyable over here in South Sudan. Hey, David, don't forget to play us some beautiful Sudanese music too, because we are also part of Africa. You got that right, bro. And I will do that. But let's enjoy some more music. This time from Tanzania's Dr. Upendo J. Bride in Zambe. Beautiful music. And right after that, Piserema by Nyarin Mashiyamombe from Zimbabwe. And Get Up, Stand Up by Rocky Dawuni of Ghana. But Zambe right now, the sound of Dr. Upendo J. Bride from Tanzania.
Yeah. take away everything, make everybody feel high. If you don't want life be worth, you go look for your son Earth. Now you see my life.
Get Up, Stand Up, Rocky Dauni of Ghana. Before that, Pisarema by Nyari Mashiyamumbe of Zimbabwe, and Zambe by Dr. Upendo J. Bride from Tanzania. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. Stay tuned. When I come back, more of your messages and more good music will be coming for you.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
The African Beat on The Voice of America. Moro Peter is writing and he says, "Hi, bro, thanks for our African music. I'm enjoying it right here from Juba in South Sudan." Thank you so much, Moro Peter. And this one is an email which says, "Hello, African Beat. I am Livingstone B. Kazwala from Polamoliye, Guyuk local government area of Adamawa State in Nigeria. I am an ardent listener of your super show, The African Beat, for over 10 years now. But I haven't taken time to write to you nor give you a call. Today, I want to seize this opportunity to express my satisfaction with your show, your marvelous show, David. Just to let you know that whenever you mount on that wheels of steel to send out the best of your African musical selections, be sure that you always make me feel more African. Thank you, David, for the great job. Please don't forget to put down my name in your book of life, that is, the register of the African Beat family. I will be expecting some African Beat goodies for this season. Once again, I am Livingstone B. Kazwala from Polamoliye, Guyuk local government area of Adamawa State in Nigeria." Well, thank you so very much, Livingstone. That is awesome. And we'll play something really good for you. And let's go now to music from Nigeria's Wakonzi featuring Banky W. Jangolova. And right after that, Chill by Eddie Kenzo of Uganda and Good Life by Naomi Achu from Cameroon. But let's enjoy Jangolova right now by Wakonzi from Nigeria.
tough find no Photoshop. I said I'm doubling you, Bankio. Chairman of the MECO. You know skills and wisdom, yo. So baby girl, please believe me, yo. She said she not too like R&B. She didn't listen to what I can see. This girl, she's everything I need. I won't bring her to Lagos. So DJ, oh God, don't tell me. Play me something that is so sweet. One baby must to follow me. Yo, me and a guy, they jungle lover. Me and GD, my jungle lover. Me and GG, jungle lover. Johnny Pitakwa, Otoka Lamuwe. Otoka Lamuwe. Otoka Lamuwe. Otoka Lamuwe. Otoka Lamuwe. Otoka Lamuwe.
Well, it's too much activity for this party. Too much celebrity. Show your identity. Show your ability. Working this party down, down.
Let you know, only
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
We are saying, hey, brother, oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm afraid of
Good Life, the sound of Naomi Achu from Cameroon, and before that, Chill by Eddie Kenzo of Uganda, and Jangulova by Wakanzi featuring Banky W from Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, coming to you from Washington, D.C., and I am David Van. Abizi from Sierra Leone sings My Baby. And right after that, Bakwetu by the late Papa Wemba of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And then we take a trip to Mozambique with Avano by Anita Makwakwa. But My Baby right now, the sound of Abizi from Sierra Leone.
Song for me, baby, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not song for me, baby, yeah, yeah. For this you love, baby, I go die. No me one green, no. For this you love, baby, I go die. No me one green, no. For this you love, baby, I go die. Oh. No me one green, no. For this you love, baby, I go die. Oh. No me one green, no. Now me looking for my baby. Where's my baby? Looking for my baby.
Beats. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Canela,
Vandal by Anita Makwakwa of Mozambique. Before that, Bakwetu by the late Papa Wemba of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Abizi in My Baby. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till we meet again tomorrow, I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye.